Welcome to Black Noise Radio. Thank you for listening to Black Noise Radio. We're going to get into some Miles Davis early on and then talk about a few issues. How about that?
But I'm all right. I'm not throwing up, and then it's just I feel it. Hello.
I got you. You're live, GRX.
Okay.
But don't tell all your business. Got Miles Davis in the background, though. I just love this little format.
It's working out.
Well, also, I've been able to play some tracks that I had just not experienced, and I needed to get to a place where I could load them into a second place.
Mm-hmm.
And I got them online. But the audience can't hear us like you and I hear each other.
Right.
Because Miles is quite loud for them. We're listening to Blues for Pablo, just in case the audience can hear me and y'all think I'm some type of damn fool.
This is what happens behind the scene, peoples. And you thought it was a perfect show.
It is in our mind.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Black Noise Radio.
Yeah.
You're listening to Miles Davis, Blue Chicago. Yeah, all right. How you feel about that?
It was a great little intro.
Yeah. We do a little different on this show, as you already know. We try to have our music set for the mind because we just got off of 30 minutes of ranting and listening to stuff. Some of that stuff you had not heard. Some of it I downloaded, but I didn't get to listen to it until we put it live on the show, on the Marty Fish show. And it just seems as if some of the issues affecting America are not producing the type of positive resolve or amicable discourse on issues that are torrential but affecting everybody right now. Everybody going to have to take a plane somewhere at some point, right?
Right. They're going to travel somewhere, even if it wasn't a plane. It could have been on a bus. It could have been on, you know, anything, a train.
So at the end of the day, ongoing media analysis about the state of security and ratcheting up in this, you already know as a military person, you can never have 100% security covered.
Never. But the whole idea is if I keep everybody scared, I can ratchet them up to a point that would allow them for me to do whatever I want to do.
So who should
I mean,
we
like
be?
I said, we are a nation that's based on fear and war. It's the bottom line to it all. So I get my countrymen scared, we can go to war. And I was really kind of thrown off that a terrorist action, because I'm not going to say it was a threat, but an action already happened before we get the new president in. That was different for me. I was like, why?
That was
heavy.
That doesn't actually register with me, because this is commonplace for the Obama presidency. This is commonplace, right?
Well, yeah, it's common now.
For the Bush era, it's common now. For the last 2 years of doing these shows, you and I always have to preempt our shows for, here now, the latest terrorism. Bob.
Right,
I mean, this
right.
Is,
like now, yeah, it's just an action that, put it like this, there's going to be evildoers regardless of whatever you want to call
it. Now, the fact that you even calling it terrorism is you a step out ahead of even me and everybody else. We can't even say if it's terrorism or mental health related. At the end of the day, my opinion is if you got a young man yet again with military weaponry and training, yet again with the ability to legally own a weapon, yet again turned himself into the FBI and said, hey, I'm having some issues.
And you did nothing.
Well, I don't know what more they could do but wait for somebody to implode. But you and I kind of said it.
Well, like I told you, when in the service, going into the service, their first thing to do is to get you thinking like the rest of the service. So that boot camp is just getting you into a military mind frame. And now the boot camps are designed for you to be ready for war, because now we're really in the business of war. So now you get all these people geared up and ready for war, and you take them to actual war zones, and then you bring them home. You don't put them in anything to help them get back into being civilian.
And you don't give them no benefits, and then you charge them back charge for the benefits you gave them. I mean, this is just a disaster. What's going
yeah,
on?
Look, we didn't learn anything from Vietnam. We're still doing the same things that happened in Vietnam.
Hey, bro, we didn't learn anything from 2 weeks ago in Aleppo. We didn't learn anything from 2 years ago in Iraq when saying that the war was over and we're closing that out. And now look what you got. I think you and I could talk on the cloud all day. But we have to, if we want to point fingers, you have to go right to the person that's in charge of things for 8 years now in the White House. And, bro, you did not do a good job. You actually increase wars. Now they're all over Africa. You're decimating that continent.
Well, I think, let's just say this. Africa was decimated long before Obama got there, bro. You know that. They were decimated. I mean, the actions of now are more prevalent or more where we can see it because of social media, but it was always like that.
No. I have a friend from Nigeria. I have many friends from Africa, but my one from Nigeria, and he and I had a very negative encounter. And I knew because I was playing with him. He's a computer fixer. He fixes and collects and fixes computers. But I said to this brother, this was 2007-ish. Seven, like that. Playing around. 2007-ish. Let me be clear in my mind. Yeah. And I said to him, bruh, we was playing around about fixing the computer. And I made a joke about, you know, you and your accent, you could be with the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. And in 2007, there was no talk or mention of ISIS. All we knew was Taliban to Al-Qaeda. And dude went off on me. He was like, look, I don't like that type of talk. That shit is not in our country. We're not having those type of problems. This is 2007-ish, bro. So, eight, you know what happened. He's like, and we are working hard to not have that in our country. I'm like, dude, first off, I was joking. He said, I'm not going to work on your computer or let you back in my store. Now, first off, GRX, my Nigerian accent is beautiful, isn't it? My brother. I need you to listen, my brother. So, I'm not going to let you back into my store if you continue that rhetoric. That's what he told me, GRX. And I'm like, look, fool, I'm just joking. That's not funny. He didn't say funny. That's not funny. Just like I said it. So please don't continue with that rhetoric. That's what he said. So I stopped. I need my computer fixed. Anyway, what we saw subsequently was Arab Spring, people dying, or the continuing of the Arab Spring and leaders dying and influences and then little groups of militants showing up here and showing up there. And next thing you know, we went from Congo to getting rid of Gaddafi to this is what you got now. And it's a clear path there. And so Africa might have had some issues, but they didn't have them at this depth. And we weren't at war. There was a war. Africans have always been at war with themselves. All men are war with themselves. Remember, my core thesis is man is what at the core? Evil. So
inherently evil.
And sinful. And so if you know that, you know that he needs some type of redemption or at least an awakening to come away from his prescribed views. He was raised out in the wilderness wearing buffalo hats and skins, and you never had any integration with you or I. That person is looking at us maybe as meat, food. You know, it's, you have to have some type of change of the psychological guard, right?
Yep.
So, my only point, my brother, is in Africa, it's not the same as USA. You see, TRX, let us take a break. Sometimes my brothers in the United States, we're all African. All right, we're back live here at Black Noise Radio. That was Naji, Superwoman. Where were you when I needed you last winter? GRX, where were you last winter?
Oh, I was here and there.
I didn't need you. I knew where you was.
I need you to find. I'm easy to find.
Maybe some for those that know where to look.
Right. I ain't telling all the secrets.
I mean, we could just post something to the internet and go viral and just you having a barbecue for how many thousand? You gonna take five truckloads of bread loaves and feed how many million?
I'm going to have to pull off that Jesus feed, huh?
Yeah. And you got Kanye performing? Huh? Huh?
With Beyonce in the background.
I don't think they're going to be trading invites to each other's holidays coming up in the next year. I think they might, you know, I don't think they're going to sit by each other at the Grammys or the Oscars either.
They on the outs with each other.
You know, I think he might have that aluminum hat on, Kanye, to make sure that the devil rays ain't being permeated at him while he's trying to accept the award for Taylor Swift. So that's
not Tay Tay.
And my prediction, I'm gonna take it further. Kanye actually might show up in hip boots. With pink hair.
I was thinking more like blonde. Platinum.
Hot blonde, hot super blonde.
Yeah. Right.
With the Oprah Winfrey 1996 eyes.
Right, with the hair down his back.
Oh, got the purple eyes. Yeah. Kanista. Okay.
I'm just saying, you got to be careful when you mess with the Kardashians, because shit changes.
Well, at least we know we can get to the White House through the Kanye aspect of it all. You know, we might not be able to get there because you and I don't identify with nothing but hip-hop and other alternative trends that are becoming mainstream. And at the end of the day, I mean, you don't have any hip-hop icons. Just like, it ain't like back in the day where Eazy-E just said, yeah, you know, I'm with Reagan and Bush.
I'm rolling like that.
I'm rolling like that. And in fact, that's why y'all listening to my shit on the air. Keep it real, pretty much. I
mean, that's how we get in.
That's how we get down, and that's how we get down, huh?
Yeah, really though.
Really though. Now let's talk real quick because we got NFL coming up in about 3.5 hours, 3.5 hours. What do we need to know?
Go Raiders.
I'm a very big Raider fan, but I'm not a fool when it comes.
Oh, look, the Raiders are still, like I always tell everybody, the Raiders are still the Raiders. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, if you was down with them when they was doing good, you down with them when they're doing bad. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm a real Raider fan. Don't have no choice. We have to bear the burden like the cross every day. And you know,
we don't know what we're going to get on each day. You know what I'm saying?
And you know my deep thoughts on how Al Davis sits at the left hand of the Holy Father. So don't get me
the preaching. Like I said, well, we know the NFL shares the most important day, Sunday, with God.
Well, God allowed there to be space for the NFL. You see, the earth was made in 7 days. However, at the 7.3 mark, so that like that 3/10 mark, Yeah, that mark right there. God decided that we're going to sit Al Davis right on up in here. Because what he's doing for the American people just by having the Raiders is as important as moving the country forward.
Well, look,
I feel like
you wouldn't have an NFL if you didn't have the Raiders, player.
Well, you wouldn't have the AFC, actually, because they were the original American Football League.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Without him, you wouldn't even have a Super Bowl.
And he sued them every time he could. Now, I
like his technique.
I just want to say, GRX, this has been a great day. I was going to go out with Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit, but I'm feeling better now.
Well, you know, it's still a great song, you know, to keep you aware of what's going on.
Well, that's where I was. We only got 60 seconds, so we wasn't going to get all of that anyhow, or anywho. So while I'm jaw-jacking and yipping, we ain't going to even get that. Because I'm running my mouth about getting that. Now,
on the next show, we started off.
Well, you know, the other thing is sometimes I've found that, you know, just playing stuff for playing its sake doesn't solve the inner anger that that you and our listeners is going through. And what we really want our folk to do is tap in to an innerness that you and I know so well because we're the ones doing the damn show. But folk is not actually finding their inners. And once you find your inner, I'm telling you, bro, you're going to know immediately you're in. Thank you, GRX.
Mom.
This is the song you requested weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.